Now, hopefully when you think of video gaming, you're kind of across the modern world of gamers. I mean, for quite a few years now, that stereotypical image of solitary teens, young adults in dark rooms, all hooked up to the internet, playing shoot-'em-up games, it's been wildly inaccurate. Gaming is actually a pretty mainstream hobby, enjoyed by a pretty big cross-section of society. In fact, video gaming might be a more family-oriented pastime than you'd actually expected. There's some new research from Xbox that reveals that Aussie parents are turning to digital entertainment like video games or streaming services to build family ties, many claiming that the shared digital experiences, what a terrible term, is an important part of family life. Producer Jack Schmidt's got a little bit more about this. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well.
Now, what are we talking about when we say families sitting down? Is this like just a few families? Is this a big thing across Australia?
So this research, which was commissioned by Xbox Australia and conducted by Telsyte, the tech company, suggests a massive rise in digital bonding, actually. So about half of all parents claim to be sharing digital experiences with their children, and they claim that this is having a positive effect on their relationship with their kids and actually building family bonds.
So that's actually quite interesting.
Quality family time.
Okay, yeah. So it is being regarded as quality family time. Sorry, yeah. I should have said, just a bit of a disclaimer, this is really up my alley. I really enjoy this stuff. I used to edit Xbox magazine many, many years ago, and Fawad from Telsyte and I have hosted a few panels on gaming together at times. So I'm usually pretty across his research. I hadn't heard this stuff before. I find this are more families playing video games?
Yeah, so based on this survey, they found that 35% are playing more video games than the previous year. So that's
a
significant
jump.
Rise.
That's a really big jump.
It's becoming a really kind of core part of family time together.
I guess it is. And I guess gaming's quite accessible when you look at the console gaming. It's no longer sort of that, you know, expensive PC that needs to be upgraded every 6 months or it's not really working anymore. You're kind of almost like just buying a Blu-ray player, you're buying a console and it's there.
Yeah, totally. And it ranges beyond the TV and the console. You can play, you know, on your phone, on your tablet, Words with Friends, those kind of easy to access games. So
Words with Friends is the surprising one. I love saying to people, like, you know, do you play video games? And they're like, oh, no, never. I'm like, do you play Words with Friends? And they're like, oh, yeah, all the time.
It's a great game.
It is a great game indeed.
And they also found from the survey that 40% claim that digital bonding is now quite an important part of family life. So, again, that's a really significant proportion of Aussie families.
Yeah, I do find that really interesting. Just that they, even this idea that, you know, the TV has often been a shared experience. It really is. I mean, it's been ever since, you know, radio was the shared experience beforehand. The TV is the shared experience. I like the idea that video gaming is going that way.
Yeah, I guess when I grew up, I guess we had our quality time around the dinner table. Maybe before that it was around the wireless radio, and now it's kind of just transitioned to the lounge room and the telly and the console.
So, look, are all parents doing this digital bonding with kids, or is it just younger parents doing it?
Yeah, so the survey found that all parents are digitally engaged with their children, but it's in different ways. So basically, parents of millennials and Gen Y kids, so the slightly younger parents, they're more likely to take part in video gaming and streaming and browsing on YouTube.
Oh, browsing on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Whereas the older parents, so the baby boomers engaging with their Gen X kids or younger, they're more likely to engage on social media like Facebook, which is true of my family for sure.
So that's kind of like your mum coming in and saying, it's just so nice to see you doing
Absolutely. Sharing embarrassing pictures on my birthday.
Then your friends just mocking the hell out of you for it.
Absolutely.
That is wonderful. I'm glad my parents are too old to actually be on Facebook. I'm very, very grateful about that. And look, we know that gamers themselves have been splitting down male and female lines for quite a while. It's been a pretty even split. Are we seeing this for the parents as well? Is it just dads who are gaming, or is it a pretty good split?
No, it's a pretty even split according to this study. So I think it was about half-half mums and dads both engaging with their kids with gaming. So there's no real gender divide when it comes to parents engaging with their kids with streaming and games.
And I think I saw one little bit of data from it that said that 45% of respondents thought that gaming created more conversation with the family.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of had that stereotypical view of gaming is quite a solitary hobby, but if it's kind of a social game with multiplayers and that sort of thing, of course it would get conversation started.
It's actually weirdly fun, the idea that the game goes off, but the conversation keeps going.
Yeah,
it is
totally.
Just another way. hey, look, you know, if Game of Thrones and shows like that can bring entire office communities together to talk when they've never had anything to say, there's no reason video gaming can't do it for cross-sectional families as well.
Absolutely.
Did you game as a kid or?
Well, back at primary school, my neighbour had the Nintendo 64, and he was the coolest kid in school. So
that is cool.
Mario Kart, really cool. Mario Kart was definitely the
big
social.
So you did do
that,
but you didn't grow up with it.
No, I was kind of more of a bookish kid, to be honest. Yeah.
Yeah. I almost feel like the two go hand in hand these days a little bit. That, you know, that sort of a certain style of gaming culture goes very well with that kind of bookishness. But it wasn't a very common thing when I was growing up either. So
yeah, but it's come so far now. So there's so much more choice. It's the quality of gaming is just out of this world now. So.
It is. I certainly spend more time gaming now than I ever did as a teenager or even in my 20s at a rough guess. Jack, thank you very much.
No worries.
Some very interesting insights there on that.